In his new theater piece, 51st Dream State, Sekou Sundiata tells the story of his first encounter with Ground Zero a few days after 9/11.
It was still smoldering. There was ash in the air. There were National Guardsmen with rifles around the perimeter. But everyone was very quiet and respectful, as if there was a kind of quietude or silence necessary for the kind of witnessing that was taking place. At that moment, what I could only describe as an American feeling came over me. And it was a feeling that was familiar but was also very strange to me. A very conflicting feeling, but it was an American feeling.
Oh, oh beautiful! Oh, spacious skies.
Like many others, Sundiata identified as a hyphenated American, in his case, African American. He came up in the black artist movement of the 1970s, and his critically acclaimed performances often evoke aspects of the black experience.
My generation was the last generation to be born Negro or colored, and the first generation to be reborn black. My great-grandfather was lynched. I remember going south and feeling the intimidation. It seems like we were always on the edge of violence or terror.
But September 11 brought a different kind of terror. It had no regard for race or background, for Sundiata's personal American story, or anybody else's.
I felt that I was in a blind spot after 9/11. And so I wanted to reach a clearing, or as many clearings as I could. So it was personal, but also a public question at the same time.
From a college in Pennsylvania, to Arab-American Dearborn, Michigan, to Minneapolis and California, Sundiata asked people of all backgrounds to gather and share their stories.
I had faith that through song and through poetry that we could access people's most considerate, critical, and thoughtful language.
At Stanford University, Sundiata spoke to a Mexican-American woman, an administrator there, about her sense of her hyphenated identity.
And what she said, which was so useful, she said, you know, there are days or moments when that hyphen is as strong as a concrete wall, and it's huge and it seems insurmountable. And there are moments when it shrinks, and there are moments when it's very tiny and almost imperceptible. And then there are even those moments when it disappears. For me, that can happen in the space of one morning. You know, that can happen in the space of a series of encounters within an hour. And at that moment, at Ground Zero, was one of those moments where the hyphen was imperceptible.
While Sundiata was working on 51st Dream State, Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf. In one scene in the performance, the focus pulls back from a blurry photo of human faces to show people trapped on top of a car in a flood.
Life is what we're thinking about all day. The water is rising. The sky over the harbor turns to beauty from time to time, from Lower Manhattan to the Verrazano Bridge. And the air in September is brushed lightly with memorials to forgetting.
Amen to the sinners coming to the house of the Lord for the sweet hour of peace. Inshallah, to the believers handcuffed in front of the halal store. There are books coming out on the subject every day. The latest one says, to lose your soul is a special kind of death. It never leaves the body. It takes refuge in the sympathetic nerves, in the gaps between synapses, in the possibility of remembering.
When I'm asking these questions about American citizenship, I'm necessarily asking questions about what does it mean to be a global citizen? And with that, there's an even higher question. What does it mean to be a citizen of conscience? It's a much larger question.
And an open question, too. Sundiata shies away from saying exactly how he's changed. 51st Dream State is just that, a dream, an act of imagination. But its method, get out there and talk to people, is one he says we all could use to help make sense of troubled times. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.